This is New England Public Radio News. A week after a first round of staff layoffs, Hampshire College continues to seek a strategic partner to help get through its financial crisis. And newly released emails show that Hampshire was at one point in serious discussions with UMass Amherst. New England Public Radio's Karen Brown reports.
At a January 15th press conference, Hampshire President Miriam Nelson announced the small liberal arts college was seeking a strategic partner. She didn't specify any potential partners or say whether it would necessarily be another school.
When we look at what the precedent setting is right now in higher education, it would likely be someone in higher education, but it's such a disruptive time that that doesn't mean that we would rule out another type of partner.
At that point, Nelson did have at least one potential partner in mind, UMass Amherst. Hampshire and UMass had been in discussions since November. That's according to emails that New England Public Radio recently requested through the state public records law, which covers correspondence to and from university officials. In a recent interview, Nelson said Hampshire was not ready to name potential partners at that point, or indeed today.
I don't think we were far enough along. Whatever partner we end up going with, there'll be a very open, public engagement as both communities would decide whether this is a good match, and we simply haven't gotten there with a partner yet.
Nelson says the release of the emails means she's now free to talk about why UMass could be an effective partner.
It's a burden off my shoulders to be able to talk, you know, the fact that we've been having conversations with UMass.
And while Hampshire has a much more flexible academic approach than the university, for example, there are no grades, Nelson says UMass helped found Hampshire 50 years ago.
They have been a close partner of Hampshire's since 1970, and it's a flagship elite public institution, so the public mandate and the accessibility is really, really important to us.
But at the same time, Nelson says things have changed considerably since those earlier email exchanges. For one, Hampshire's public announcement has led to conversations with a, quote, handful of other institutions, all in academia.
Right now, we really are in multiple discussions with potential partners, and we're really trying to identify what is the best partner for us at this point in time.
In one released email, Nelson suggested that UMass and Hampshire sign a non-binding letter of intent. But UMass spokesman Ed Blagojevski says UMass decided against it.
There really wasn't enough detail for us at that stage to continue down that path, to know what the parameters might be.
Blagojevski says the conversations with Hampshire have since been put on pause, mostly, he says, so that Hampshire can figure out what's best for its community.
If the time and the place comes where they want to engage with us again with some ideas, we're happy to do that. But that's not the time and the place right now.
A lot has happened since Hampshire's announcement. The administration decided not to admit a new class of students for next fall. And 9 staff members have been given layoff notices, with more likely in April. There's also been a challenge to Nelson's leadership and that of the Board of Trustees, including a faculty resolution that could lead to a no-confidence vote. Nelson says those messages make it harder to negotiate a future partnership, which she and the board say is critical to preserve the college.
People need to understand that we're facing an existential threat at this point in time because of 3 years of low enrollment. We right now have to act, and we can't just wait.
Nelson says she hopes to announce a possible partner and get public input on it within the next month or two. For New England Public Radio, I'm Karen Brown.